Jane, will you please come on? We're going to be late for our class.
I'm having trouble with this darn zipper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I'll stand still and you go around.
You're right. I've got a date with a zipper.
I'll be right with this steam as soon as I put these towels upstairs.
Okay, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Charlie.
You got to talk faster than that if you want to say anything to these kids.
Come on, Charlie. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, Ron.
Bye.
Goodbye, Katie. Yep. Take it easy driving.
It's a good thing you didn't have more kids. I might never make it up these stairs.
Well, Ernie's still up there.
Oh, him I can handle.
Ernie!
Yes, Dad?
Ernie, what are you doing?
I'm looking at this map where the movie stars live. Jeff gave it to me.
Well, do you know what time it is? I mean, why aren't you dressed? You're going to be late for school.
I told you 3 weeks ago. Well, don't you remember?
What did you tell me 3 weeks ago?
I told you every year the grade school teachers have to go to some kind of meeting where they talk about us kids all day.
Yeah, I guess that's right, Ern. I just forgot.
Well, so we get the whole day off, too. Neat, huh?
Well, yeah, it's neat, Ern, but... Well, I've got to go to work, and Uncle Charlie has to go downtown for a few hours, and, well, you'll be here all by yourself.
It's not a big deal. I can take care of myself.
Oh, I know that, Ern, but, well, I'd just feel better if somebody was here with you.
Well, what about Tramp? He's somebody.
All right, Ern. But, at least get dressed and get out in the fresh air, huh? And, stay around the house, don't go wandering off and getting lost or something. And, well, just don't do anything you're not supposed to do, huh?
Hi, Dad. Make it sound like I'm some dumb little kid that doesn't know better.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to sound like that. I'll see you. Come on, Charlie!
Boy, you're really lucky, you know that? You don't have to go to school or anything. Just lay around here every day with nothing to do. What do you do around here all day with nothing to do? Hey! I know what we can do. Trip? We can take this map and go look for movie stars. He said not to go wandering off. We're not going to be wandering. We'll know exactly where we're going, okay? Come on, Trev. We had to call Beverly Mountains instead of Beverly Hills. Come on. Colin, what a gully. Am I thirsty? Hey! You know whose house that is, I betcha? Why, that's Marlon Brando's house. It says so, right here. Hey, come on, let's go over there. I bet you'd give us a drink of water if we asked him. Might go over there, huh? Tramp, you stay here and guard my bike against crooks, and I'll go check it out, okay?
Perhaps tomorrow. No, I can't do this evening. I already have a date. I'm going out with an old family friend. I used to be married to him. Darling, I think something fell in the pool. One moment. Maple, go and see what fell into the pool.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, darling. I'm afraid I built my pool too close to the retaining wall. Everything for us in small animals, everything.
Miss Gabor, this small animal seems to be a little boy.
A little what?
A little boy.
Freddy, call me back tomorrow. We have a small boy in the pool.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Is this map some kind of a state secret?
No, ma'am. It was just a dumb old map that was supposed to tell where the movie stars live. Well, I haven't seen a single solitary one.
Oh, really? Is that what you were doing? Looking for movie stars?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your name?
Ernie Douglas. What's yours?
Zsa Gabor, but you may call me Zsa.
I think I've seen you. Were you ever my substitute teacher in my hygiene class?
No, just Antonu. I am a movie star.
Hey, wow! Honest?
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you know John Wayne? Can you get me his autograph? Or Marlon Brando? Or Lee Marvin? Hey, did you see that picture where he went down to Mexico to rescue some stupid girl? When they came after him, he blew up a whole mountain? Pow!
Of course I saw it. Too much fighting, not enough love.
Love?
Yeah!
You weren't in that one, were you?
I'm afraid I wasn't. I don't do very many westerns. Those stupid producers think I'm not the type.
I didn't think you did, but I wouldn't know. When I go to the movies, I don't watch the ladies much.
Wait until you grow up.
Ernie! That kid must be in trouble. He's never missed a meal in his life. Hey, Tramp, come here. Not a bite until you show me where you left Ernie.
So then we all came out from Bryant Park and Robbie got married.
I love marriages. Tell me some more.
Well, that's about all. Here we are.
Excuse me, Miss Gabor. It's almost time for you to leave for the studio.
Thank you, Mabel. By the way, are my little friends' clothes dry yet?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Well, Ernie, it was most interesting to meet you. And next time, when you drop in, please try not to drop into the swimming pool. There must be an easier way to get a drink of water.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Ernie, how would you like to have lunch with me in the studio?
The studio? You mean a real-life, genuine movie studio? Oh, boy, would I? Yeah, I mean, yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Well, then call your Uncle Charles.
Uncle Charlie? He gets mad if you call him Charles.
All right, then call your Uncle Charlie and tell him that you're going to spend the day with me.
Yes, ma'am, you bet.
Mabel, my leopard outfit. I hear the producer's a big game hunter. I'll be back very soon.
All right, Rin Tin Tin, make like a hero.
Still doesn't answer?
No, ma'am.
Oh, doesn't your family have an answering service?
Oh, no, ma'am. Except Uncle Charlie.
I don't like to take you in the studio without your family knowing it.
Oh, it'll be all right, Miss Zsa. Honest.
Well, all right. I suppose you could call from the studio.
Yes, ma'am. I could do that. Well, if he can lend me a dime, I'll pay you back. I get my allowance on Friday.
Well, I suppose I could manage that. That is, if we don't tell it to my business manager.
Oh, boy! That's nice.
Come along, Ernie. Come along.
Hey, Ernie! Where are you? Come on, answer me! Ernie! Hey, Ernie, come on. Answer me.
Steve, I'm worried about Ernie. Well, nothing's happened to him that I know of. He's just disappeared, is all. These people here in Beverly Hills are letting me use their phone.
Charlie, what do you mean he disappeared? Well, where did you find his bicycle?
I just followed Tramp, and he led me up in the hills here, north of Sunset.
Now, Charlie, where are you? I mean, what's the address? I'll be right up there.
Still no answer? I can't understand this at all. Does your father let you run around like a wild rabbit like that?
Well, just when he's busy working.
Well, then call him in the office since you can't reach that Uncle Charles of yours.
Uncle Charlie, Miss Yasha. He gets...
Yes, I know. He gets positively furious when you call him Uncle Charles.
Yes, ma'am.
Go on, Ernie. Call your father in the office. Somebody must be somewhere where you can reach them. I would like to have a word or two with that casual father myself.
Ernie! Ernie!
I looked all over there, Steve, and I couldn't find him.
Well, I looked all through down there.
Well, this here's the hill part of Beverly Hills. You could fall down and break a leg and nobody would find you for days.
Well, let's look up in there, Charlie. It isn't like Ernie to just run off. If we don't find him pretty quick, we better call the police.
I think that's a good idea.
Ernie!
Just like that?
Yes, ma'am. He's crazy about golf. Sometimes he goes out and plays in the afternoon when he's got nothing else to do.
From where I come from, a father would be rather with his son.
Oh, no, ma'am, Miss Yasha. I don't play golf very good.
All right, Ernie, wait for me here. I hate to leave you, but I have to go to my producer's office to pick up my script. They say it's sensational.
We better try it again.
Dark hair, wears braces on his teeth, wears horn-rimmed glasses.
We'll search the area, Mr. Douglas. If necessary, we'll call in an air rescue helicopter. We'll find him.
Fine, thanks, officer.
Why weren't you a bloodhound?
Ernie!
I'm sorry, Ernie, you didn't stay in the studio longer to meet the movie stars, but it was your idea to come back in such a hurry.
Oh, well, you know, I thought maybe... Well, you just didn't want to be bothered anymore.
Bothered by a sweet young gentleman like you?
Thank you.
You know, Ernie, you're so sweet and so considerate. It's a pity your father. Well, goodbye, Ernie.
Goodbye. And thanks for the lunch and everything. You're real neat.
You know, Ernie, between all the compliments that men have paid to me, your neat is the most groovy. Well, goodbye, my sweet little new friend.
Wow! What's going on?
Oh, some dumb kid got himself lost somewhere in those hills.
Here?
Yeah. There's a search party out there with walkie-talkies and everything. If they don't find him pretty soon, they're going to send for a helicopter.
Man, this I gotta see.
Charlie, look. What am I? What are you doing?
I'm helping him look for some dumb little kid that got lost. I'll see you later.
falsehood leads to another, Ernie. And each time you tell them, it becomes easier. Pretty soon you're telling them all the time.
But, Dad, this wasn't exactly a falsehood. I said I wouldn't wander, and I didn't. I knew exactly where I was going all the time.
Now, Ernie, that is what is called the letter of the law. But you and I both know you disobeyed me, right?
I guess.
Well, I guess that's all. Of course, you know I'm disappointed in you.
Well, the next time, Dad.
Ernie, let's just be sure there isn't a next time, hmm?
Can I have a sandwich to spoil my dinner?
No.
A glass of milk?
No.
It figures. When a kid goes bad, nobody has a kind word.
Well, you sat down pretty good. I guess your dad didn't give you a whack.
No. We just talked.
Oh, yeah. Ernie, disobeying your dad and wandering in those hills was bad enough. But you went too far making up that goofy story. Visiting a movie star and her taking you to a studio and all that baloney. Everybody knows you can't get within a mile of a real movie star.
Okay, I don't expect you to believe me. Who's gonna believe a rotten kid?
Hey, I guess a glass of milk wouldn't kill you. Or half a sandwich. I said half.
Yes?
Are you Mr. Douglas?
Why, you're just... I'm sorry, Miss Gabor. What was that question again?
Are you Mr. Douglas, Ernie's father?
Yes, I am. Well, come in, won't you please?
Hello, Georgia.
Hello, Ernie. I was worried. I wanted to be sure that Ernie got home safely.
Oh, yes. Well, we were pretty concerned about him.
Yes, but not enough concern to give up a game of golf.
Golf?
Well, Mr. Douglas, how could you prefer playing golf to an afternoon with that wonderful son of yours? You and that Uncle Charles person.
Uncle Charles person?
Yes, I know. He gets positively furious when you call him Charles.
Miss Rasha, Dad wasn't playing golf. He was looking for me, with the police and everything. He really cares a lot.
He was, really?
Yes.
I guess I did the dumbest thing I ever did in my whole life.
Well, Miss Gabor, it's very nice of you to be so concerned.
And I am so embarrassed, Mr. Douglas. I'm afraid I owe you an apology.
Oh, no, no. But I think maybe we all owe Ernie an apology.
Say, Dad, you know, Katie was just looking out the window, and she thought she saw...
She did.
Miss Gabor, this is my son, Rob, and
Hello.
His wife, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Hello. I was just putting the milk bottles out, and I thought I saw... I did.
So you must be that famous Uncle Charles. Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Charlie.
That's right, Miss Gabor.
Well, it's so nice to meet Ernie's family. You must meet my sisters, too.
And you might remember me to your mother.
I will.
By golly, Ernie was telling the truth.
Oh, here's the dime for the telephone, Miss Shasha. Thanks for trusting me and everything.
You're welcome. Will you come to visit me in the studio again?
Heck, yeah! I mean, I'd be delighted.
All of you are invited.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you. Well, goodbye, Ernie, darling. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Mr. Moore, it was nice of you to take the time to come by. I'd just like to tell you that, well, you've been one of my favorites for years.
Yes, darling.
I'll just figure a speech, Mr. Moore.
Zsa-zsa.
Zsa-zsa.
And Ernie, when you come to the studio, don't forget to bring your beautiful father.
pay beautiful. When do you want to go to the studio?
Well, Uncle Charles, I don't think we should appear too eager. How about first thing in the morning?
Tomorrow night, saddle up your pony and join us when Teeny Land goes west. It's where you'll find Daniel Boone, the Lone Ranger, Johnny Ringo, and Gunsmoke. Vintage TV Westerns, tomorrow night starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, only in TV Land. Up next, more My Three Sons, Invertivision. Stay tuned.